St. Joe's Q Country 92.7. It's late afternoons with Travis Dodge. Closing in on Saturday night, Trails West, and of course, Trace Adkins and Claire Dunn on the main stage. Claire has been so gracious enough to give us her time this afternoon. First off, Claire, thank you so much. We're looking forward to Saturday night. And I have to ask you, because we all build up certain things in our minds. When you went to Nashville, was it what you thought it would be or completely different?
Oh, my gosh. By far, it was completely different. I guess, in one respect, I didn't really know what to expect. This has all been a wild-eyed dream that nobody in my family knows anything about. We're just as country as the day is long, and we're farm people. We don't know anything about music or music business and anything like that. So I moved here and didn't know a soul. And I think it was very overwhelming. And I think I sort of thought one thing in the back of my mind, like I thought that it was going to be a quicker process. And I thought that, they were giving out record deals a lot more than what they were.
You have been out on the road a lot, of course. Like we mentioned earlier, you rolled through St. Joe when you were out on tour with Lee Bryce. You've toured with lots of folks. I am assuming you've got a best road story, one that you just are like, this tops everything else. If you're willing to share it with us, we'd love to hear your best road story.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to pick. I feel very lucky. I think the best one was actually we got to play in Kansas City with Bob Seger a couple years ago. We were out on. He asked us to join him on the Ride Out tour, and so we had been making our way across from Salt Lake, and then we played Kansas City, and then I don't remember where we went on after that. But that night, I had a lot of family in town, and it was just so special. And when we started the tour, I didn't expect Bob Seger to even know who the heck I was. I was just out there opening for him. But he, the first day of the tour, I saw him walking down the hall, and he's one of my heroes and idols. And I didn't expect him to even look at me, But not only did he look at me, but he goes, "Hey, Claire." And he just wrapped me up in a big old warm hug, and he just said, "It's so good to see you. We're glad to have you out here." And I was just almost in tears, and I didn't know what to say, and I just was trying to be cool and, not break down. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, thanks. It's great to be here," And I was probably way too casual trying to compensate for all my nerves, but he just, and then just every night getting to watch him. And Kansas City was such a special show on that tour. And just getting to watch him every night. And he's what I aspire to, He's 70 years old. He's still out there doing it. And his shows are, he gives it 120% every night. And I think that tour, every show on that tour would probably be one of my best touring experiences, and it's just great. It's just a moment in my life that I don't know that nothing will ever top it. I'm not quite sure anything ever will top that.
That's awesome. Claire, thank you so much for the time this afternoon. We are looking forward so to Saturday night. It is going to be awesome. Can't wait to see you out at the show, and thanks again for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you Saturday.